Dr. Jennifer Burrell and Dr. Kevin Adkins were awarded two grants totaling to $5,000 for their Eastern Kentucky Light at Night Education Project. The project will educate K-12 teachers and students about the harmful effects of light pollution on ecosystems and human health. Another main objective is to help students become more interested in physics. Adkins says it is important to expose students to science at a young age.
We are educating the future policymakers of the world right now. And that's a lofty goal, right? But it's not untrue. So hopefully these people, or these students, not just people, right? These students get involved and we can have an effect on some of them.
Burrell adds many students do not know how physics can make an impact on environmental research.
We have a lot of people who are concerned about the environment as students, and they want to go into environmental science. And most of them see the path to that as biology or maybe chemistry. But it turns out that there's a whole branch of physics called environmental physics.
Burrell has been studying the effects of light pollution on the night sky for over a decade. When Adkins was a student, he assisted her by measuring light levels. Adkins says the measuring tools are effective and simple to use.
It's the Unihedron sky quality meter, and it's about the size of a deck of cards, only a little thicker. So it fits in the pocket, and it's really nice. And you walk outside, and you hold it straight up to the sky, and you push a button. And when you push the button, a reading will pop up, and it gathers light. And imagine a cone, right? And the light gathers in that cone. It comes into the lens, and then the reading pops out. And the reading tells you something about how much brightness is in the area.
Light pollution has gotten worse over the years. Burrell says the problem was first pointed out in the late 1960s.
For many, many decades, it was just considered it's just a problem for astronomers, so don't worry about it. And even when we started getting to the realization from a biology perspective that excess light at night actually has a negative impact on animals, we still just continue to add more light.
Adkins says light pollution can cause major disruptions to entire ecosystems.
The way baby sea turtles make their way to the ocean is they look for the light of the moon, which is over the ocean, and they go to the light of the moon. The problem is that if you look from the beach inland, what you see are just strips of lights, right? Like we like to put hotels on the beach. We like to put restaurants on the beach, and they're all really well lit up at night. Multiple times, this little fella walked towards the city lights instead of towards the moon.
Burrell adds light pollution also affects the food chain.
Insects are eaten by a lot of different animals. And if you think about what happens when you turn a light on, the moths and other insects are attracted to that. So those insects now become easy pickings for a lot of predators. And it turns out that things like moths are actually the predominant pollinators at night.
Adkins says while there would be a difference when comparing Moorhead to a bigger city, there is still a major problem with light pollution here. Things making the problem worse is people associating light with safety and deeming them necessary. Also, more people are using LED lights, which scatter light more than other types of bulbs. A major problem of light pollution is systemic. Adkins says the city council could change the layout of lights at night.
If you could work with your local governments, removing those lights that just light up buildings at night, they're really not serving a purpose. They're just aesthetic.
However, there are changes citizens can make on the individual level. Burrell says if people need to have security lights, they should shade them downward as much as possible. For WMKY, I'm Rachel Turner.